Today in federal court, a jury convicted John Regas, the founder of Adelphia Communications, of securities fraud and conspiracy. His son Timothy was also found guilty.
But the jury acquitted the two other defendants in the case. The four men were accused of conspiring to hide more than $2 billion in debt from shareholders and diverting some $100 million to their personal use. For more, we're joined by NPR's Jim Zaroli. Jim, was a split verdict like this expected?
Actually, it was. I think a lot of people thought that the case against Timothy Regas was the strongest of all the four cases. He was the chief financial officer of the company. There were a number of witnesses who accused him of deliberately inflating the company's subscriber data when talking to shareholders. John Regas is his father. He's 79 years old, very ill with cancer. A lot of the charges against him involved using company money for personal use, like a $40,000 a year masseuse. There was testimony that he had the company buy the timber rights to the land across from his home, so he for $25 million, so he would always have trees to look at. So they were convicted on all the charges against them, but the charges against the other defendants were considered. The case against the other defendants was considered weaker.
So Timothy Regas was found guilty along with his father, and Michael Regas was exonerated. Why?
Yes, he's the other son who was charged. He was not completely exonerated. The jury today passed a note to the judge saying it couldn't reach a verdict on some of the charges. There was a quick conference. The judge said he would accept a partial verdict. It turned out that they couldn't agree on most of the charges against Michael Regas. They acquitted him of conspiracy, but were unsure of most of the others. So after the verdicts were read, the judge basically told the jurors they have to go back and try again to reach a verdict tomorrow.
Adelphia started out as a small cable company, but where does it stand now in the cable industry?
Well, Adelphia was founded by John Regas in the little town of Cowdersport in northern Pennsylvania. Regas was, in the beginning, nobody's idea of a media mogul, but the company got bigger through a lot of acquisitions. Because the cable companies have these pipelines into people's homes, they were for a long time considered very good investment opportunities. So Adelphia attracted a lot of attention on Wall Street and ultimately went public. But it was always a family-run business. John and Tim Regas really controlled everything. And prosecutors say that's why they were able to get away with this accounting fraud for so long.
The legal case dragged on for some 18 weeks. Why did it take so long?
It was an incredibly complex case. Lots of evidence. 16 people took the stand. There was one former executive who testified for 14 days. There were 1,000 documents put into evidence. You know, basically, it's like the other big accounting fraud cases, Enron, WorldCom. There was a lot of effort put into concealing what was happening at those companies, a lot of moving money around from place to place, that kind of thing. And so really untangling that for the jury and sort of clarifying it in a way for the jurors took a long time. Ultimately, the jury was able to reach a verdict, but their confusion was evident by the fact that some of the charges against them are, you know, they'll have to come back tomorrow and decide them.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli.